Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Robert Glasper has had two music personalities. One is the pianist who plays with hip-hop stars like Q-Tip and Mos Def. The other is the composer, the one with three records on the prestigious jazz label Blue Note. And while many artists who work in different kinds of music often keep them apart, for Robert, they've always been together. On his new record, Double Booked, half of the songs are with his jazz trio and half are with his more experimental hip-hop project. In it, Robert is introducing yet a third musical personality, a country boy. We'll hear more about that in a minute, but Robert's going to start us off with a live performance with his trio. The piece is called Yes, I'm Country, and That's Okay.
Thank you.
That is the Robert Glasper Trio. Robert at our piano, Vicente Archer playing the bass, Eric Harland behind our drum kit, and a piece called Yes, I'm Country, and That's Okay. Robert Glasper, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
I wonder how many country fans would recognize anything country in that. You grew up in Houston, right?
Yes.
So was country swing, western swing, was that part of your upbringing?
Yeah, casually, because my mom used to do country gigs. You know, she was a singer and a piano player, so she did jazz gigs, gospel,
right,
and pop, and R&B, and country. So I think it's just in me because I'm a Texas boy. So,
But it's a side of you that we have not heard. I mean, mentioned in the opening, known for doing this sort of fusion of jazz and hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
So why is the country just now coming out?
I got to give everybody a little bit down the line. You can't know everything about me at once. So
the title is not just Yes, I'm Country. It's Yes, I'm Country, and That's Okay.
And That's Okay, exactly. Because I have a country twang. You know, people even when I moved to New York, when I talk, they'll be like, hey, you're not from here. Are you kind of country? You know, so it kind of changed a little bit, but you can still kind of hear the country twang a little bit when it comes out. And when I play, I have a little country twang. And, you know, so that's who I am, so I don't take it out.
So you hear it when you're playing. You hear a little bit of that echo of Texas in the jazz and the hip-hop.
All that, yep.
So this isn't like something new that's being added to the mix. It's been there
all along. Oh, no, this isn't even I'm going to do country now. This is like, okay, now I'm going to let you know that I do country.
Right. Well, you've done this mix, as I've said, of hip-hop and jazz, but the way you do it on the new record called Double Booked is mm-hmm. really interesting. The mm-hmm. first half of the... I mean, in the old days, this would have been a 2-LP set.
Exactly, right. Exactly.
Are you nostalgic for LPs? You're too young to have grown up with LPs.
Actually, my parents, so I am a little bit in that way, a little bit.
Well, after all the talk about nostalgia earlier
right.
on the program...
Right.
So the first half of the CD is the trio, mm-hmm. The jazz trio,
mm-hmm.
and then the second half you get the electronics and the vocoders uh-huh. and the programming and the processing and all the hip-hop
right.
effects and stuff
right.
like that. Are you leading a double life musically?
I guess to other people you would call it a double life. For me, it's just life, you know what I mean? Because I just don't want to... I can't just do one thing because I get bored. I think I have like life ADD or something. I don't know, musical ADD. So I can't just do one thing all the time. I have to do a few different things to keep myself, interested.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, I don't know what else to do. This is just who I am. So other people might look on the outside and be like, oh, it's a double life. But for me, it's just, what it is.
So the album has, each of these halves of the album is introduced. This is almost like a hip-hop record, where
right.
they have the skits.
Exactly. Exactly.
So you have these little call-ins from Terrence Blanchard, who introduces the jazz half,
uh-huh.
and Questlove from The Roots,
exactly.
who introduces the second.
Right.
This is how the new record by Robert Glasper begins.
Yo, Robert Glasper, what's up, man? This is Terrence Blanchard, man. Say, listen, that club that I opened up, man, I got you set up, man, for Saturday with the trio. So it's all good, bro. It's all good with the trio, man. It's cool. I'm just calling to make sure, because I ran into Questlove, man, and Quest was telling me that he had a gig or he saw you, that you were playing, with the Experiment, man, on the same night. So just hit me up, bro. Let me know what's up, man. Just get it together.
What happened? Did the trio go out there Saturday to the club and play?
We went out there to the club and play, and then I got a message from Questlove saying, hey, after that finishes, basically, can your Experiment come over to this club?
Uh-huh.
Because I've actually done that also before at the maybe I shouldn't. Well, I can say. I don't care. I did a gig with the trio at the Vanguard all week,
mm-hmm.
and then at the same time, on the weekend, I played a Blue Note on the late night with my Experiment.
Right.
Band with
which you're not supposed to do because there's exclusivity
but I did it. So.
But you did it.
Yeah.
And in addition to being a sort of grueling schedule physically, what does that do to your head? I mean, do you have to sort of wrestle your mind from one place and style to the other?
No, because like I said, I don't know how to do anything else, so it's just totally, totally natural for me. It's not even a thing,
Is what you're doing really that different from Miles Davis covering Cyndi Lauper back in the 80s or Coltrane covering My Favorite Things in the 60s or, Charlie Parker and Gershwin before that?
Well, yeah, because it's not, we're not covering tunes, you know what I mean? We are a different band. It's like Herbie Hancock having his acoustic trio and then having, Headhunters. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. It's basically in that vein, except it's just Headhunters of my generation, which is more hip-hop influenced. Like, for the record, you know, the experiment part's not all hip-hop, actually. Mm-hmm. It's like, right. You know, it's like some hip-hop slash world music slash fusion slash other stuff, you know.
But it's using that technology, that, you know, the programming.
Actually, there's no programming. I don't like to do too much electronics because that isn't organically, like, you know, you don't have to be a great musician to use programming and then, oh, call it hip-hop now. But what I like about it is the catch that I have playing, we're actually recreating sounds that, on our own. So a lot of the things you think are programming are actually us. Right?
Doing it acoustically,
exactly. Cool. But nice. Casey Benjamin has his vocoder, and mm-hmm. then we just have, on the last song, Jahid Sundance is spinning some, like, voices. But other than that, everything is what you hear. I just play Rhodes and piano. I don't play any keyboards or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I like to keep it as organic as I can with electronic, you know what I mean? Try to keep it in a certain.
But you know, you have done some hip, I mean, you've done, like, these kind of musical shout outs to the late great producer, Jay Dilla.
Yes.
And, you know, so there is this kind of foot in both worlds. That may not be on this record, but in
definitely.
Your career, you've
done. Oh, yeah, definitely. Because I got a chance to hang out with Dilla at his house for a week in Detroit when we were working on Bilal's album, my friend Bilal's. Mm-hmm. He's on the record. Yeah, so I got a chance to know him and hang out with him, and he, you know, hit me to a lot of jazz records I didn't know about, and, you know, all that kind of thing. So, and yeah, like I said, you know, I do work with Tip, and I work with Mos, and I've worked with The Common, and, you know, on
Q-Tip
and
Mos Def, right? Yeah. And for for people who know Jay Dilla's own work, mm-hmm. you know, not his production, but his own stuff.
Right.
Clearly a guy who knew his jazz. So,
exactly.
Again, you know, it's not that these are two completely different animals and you're trying to breed some kind of musical mule or something.
Exactly, exactly.
We're speaking with Robert Glasper, the pianist and composer. His new album is called Double Booked. He's here with his trio. You want to do downtime for us?
Sure.
All right, another live performance by the Robert Glasper Trio here in our Soundcheck studio. Robert Glasper Trio, once again live in our Soundcheck studio. Downtime is the name of the song. Robert Glasper at the piano, Vicente Archer playing the bass, Eric Harlan the drums. The new album is called Double Booked on Blue Note Records, and the CD release party is this Sunday night at Le Poisson Rouge at 9 o'clock with this band, both bands?
Both bands.
All right, so it'll be a full house at Le Poisson Rouge on Sunday. Robert, great to see you again. Thanks so much for being with us.
Appreciate it.
That'll do it for Soundcheck today. On Monday, a new study shows that tone deafness is the result of bad wiring in a person's brain. We'll talk to the study's author and to a voice coach who works with tone-deaf singers. And the band Chairlift, they got their break with an iPod commercial. We'll see what Apple heard in the band when they play live for us. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatau. We had help today from Sayer Ahmed. I'm John Schaefer. Have a great weekend. Be with us Monday for the next Soundcheck.